I will never forget that cold winter afternoon on January 8, 1945, when I watched hundreds of Jews in the Swedish protected housing complex rounded up by the Arrow Cross Execution Brigade and dragged away, regardless of their age or gender, to the banks of the Danube. I was barely 13 years old. I had moved into the Swedish protected housing shortly after my escape from the roundup of hundreds of Jews in a park near the Yellow Star-tagged housing from where my father was taken. One morning, without warning, the Germans had busted into our courtyard, rounded up all the men from the building, shoved them into trucks with bayonets pointed at their backs, then hauled them off to an unknown destination. As my mother was dead and I had no other family to turn to, once my father was taken from me, I was left to fend for myself. I became a lone fugitive, forever on the lookout for a place to hide without being detected or killed. In some ways, being a child was in my favor, for it made it relatively easy for me to melt into places where I did not belong. In the chaos we lived under, everyone thought I belonged to someone else. So it was that while others had to pay a large sum of money to live in the Swedish protection housing, I was able to slip in unnoticed and stay for free, my very presence making people believe that I had a right to be there. There were hundreds of people from the upper class who had given up their life savings to buy into the Swedish protection program. To them, it was like investing in their lives, for after all, they were made to believe that they would be safe and protected under Swedish law from Nazi persecution. Yet for all our efforts to keep ourselves from freezing, it was clear we needed some added heat, especially since young and old all slept next to each other on bare floors. Finally, a collective decision was made by the family heads to sacrifice their cherished, expensive furniture. It was chopped up and thrown into the fire, because at the end of the day, all that mattered to us was to stay warm. The fact that we were harbored under the Swedish protected housing system gave us some degree of security. We lived under the assumption of safety, which in turn gave us courage and some modicum of hope for the future. On the evening before my story begins, I don't think any of us, as we sat by the fire trying to keep ourselves warm, suspected the horrific fate that was awaiting us.